Bless you, sister. I just want you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about all the great work you've been doing.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I am Reverend Sister Dumka Michael. I belong to the Congregation of the Medical Missionaries of Mary. And we have been in Nigeria. We're founded in Nigeria, and we have been in Nigeria. We have been working in Nigeria for over 85 years. We've worked in different parts of Nigeria, in the southeast, in the south, in the northeast, all over. Currently, we're in dire need here in Abuja, in Lube, where maternal issue is a big problem. Issues of investigation, that's in terms of diagnostic for the patients, the indigents, mother and child. It is a big problem because we see people just dying and we cannot give them that quality care that we really want to give them. Because the people trust us. They come from all over. People come from Kogi. People come from, what do you call the, our neighboring, Niger State. They come from all over. They come from Maitama. You say these are high-class area. But they will come. And they will come here for investigation, especially for the laboratory tests, for taking care of their children and the pregnant mothers, because they say they trust our medical service. But currently, we can't do that. Two things at stake. Due to the high insecurity that we have at the moment, we can't even go to say we refer the patient because we are operating at primary health care level. And we refer patients. You see women that will be referred. And these women cannot afford the high cost of cesarean section or maybe elevated service that, if not for what it is, if we have what it takes, we will offer this. And just to emphasize it, that in our facility, why they come is that it is quite cheap. We give it at a highly subsidized rate because we work with a heart of compassion. And it is so painful, Rufai, to see how you could save a mother, save a child, and you cannot do this because we don't have the facility. We don't have what it takes. And, you know, people will tell you, hey, you can afford this, but who will help us? But if we have this, our main aim of inviting people to help us at this time is that we really want to make sure that we reduce the maternal and infant mortality. We want to bring it down. And if possible, let children be able to live above 5 years, because the issue of under five is a big thing. It's a big thing. We go into the villages. We have about 22 outreach posts. And these are inside villages where no one wants to go. And with insecurity, you're holding your heart in your hand. But we are saying if we have the facility in our static unit here, we'll be able to bring these people from the villages, offer them this service at literally free rate. And for those that have the money, if they come and they can help us, when they have the care and they see what they have received, if their hearts move them, they can help us so that we will help more of the underprivileged.
So you want want to build a hospital, a maternal center in Lube, right?
Yes, we are upgrading. Yeah, okay. Currently what we have is like a four-bedded. And because of the trust the people have in us, they are coming and we cannot manage it. We can't manage them because we don't have a theater. We don't have a big lab. What we have are just bearable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
So, and our people, the people within, including the people that we think that are poor, that don't have, they're like, sisters, if you people can save us, at least we can live. Because if we go out there, we will not have that care.
Okay, so how much is it?
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's in the tune of, because of the one-stop diagnostic center that we are including in it, it's about 5 to 6 billion naira. 5 to 6 billion naira.
Okay.
Because we are also looking at the cancer side. You know, a lot of children are dying and nobody is caring for them. If adults have not yet been cared for in terms of investigative, test for adults, what about children? And so we want to bring in some of the equipment that will attend to the children. As medical missionaries of Mary, we are for mother and child, because if you save a mother, you save a nation.
Hmm. Okay.
That's our belief.
Okay.
And just to mention a few, hospitals where we have built as missionaries and handed over to the government as well as the missionaries. We have St. Luke's Hospital, Anwa. Akwa Ibom State. You can. That's where we actually started.
Mm.
You can verify that. We also have Mata Hospital, Afipo. We also have MyFour in Abakaliki. We also have St. Joseph Obudu in Calabar. We also had Monaya. You know, one of the biggest leprosy center that first opened was the Medical Missionaries of Mary, and that was at Monaya, Abuja.
Mm.
And we've handed that back to the diocese. You know, what we do, we develop the place, we move on. We develop, we move on. But we've seen that if we develop it and move on, sometimes, yes, they are able to manage it. Sometimes they are not able. And that is why now we need something that we can go around the whole country. I just switch refer people who came into this. We are ready to do the much we can and save as many lives as possible. And we have VBF in Itam. It's a big thing in Itam. Akwa Ibom State. Uyo is also in Uyo as well.
Okay.
You can verify that. And
okay.
We offer it free, 100%. Nobody asks them for one kobo. If they do, they should ask us. And when we finish with them, we also empower the women, give them starter pack, give them things that will make them valuable in the society. And here in Abuja currently, we're deeply involved with the IDP. We picked the ones from New Kuchunguru. We've relocated 49 families.
Mm.
49 families from the IDP camp to wherever they choose to be. So these are the values that we want to do the much we can. And we're inviting people that if they can help us.
Okay. Can you call your number so that they can be able to reach out to you, please?
Okay. The number is 080-72-60-1634.
080-72-60-1634.
Yes, 72. I hope you got that. 70. 080-72-60-1634. Yeah. Let me call it again, because I think there was a bit of network. 080-72-60-1634.
That's it. Thank you so much.
We'll be more than grateful. We also made flyers that we want to give to those that
please send the flyers to me.
That will help us. And also, we also have written a 2-page and a breakdown budget, how the amount is arrived at as well. And we're really hopeful that they can, the good people in Nigeria, that if they invest with us, if they donate for us, they can be sure that this will be done.
Thank you
because
so much.
Because at the moment, here in Lube, everybody that will tell you, go to the Medical Missionaries of Mary Sisters. You know, we are called MMM, that's our initial. But because of the bad omen with the MMM, what they did in Nigeria, we don't use that initial again. We call our full names as Medical Missionaries of Mary.
Okay, Medical Missionaries of Mary. Okay.
Yeah, Medical Missionaries of Mary, yes, we're fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your time.
Thank
God bless you. So I've also put this across many pages.